I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A bill to ban secular therapists from trying to convert gay minors to heterosexuals passes out of committee in the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. KMOX's Kevin Killeen has this report.
Among those against conversion therapy, Jill All was there. She's the head of a support group locally for parents of LGBTQ children.
I'm friends with someone who's 69 years old. When he was 12 years old in the summer of 1962, this man had electrical shock therapy on his genitals. He was shown photographs. Every time he was shown a photograph of an exposed man, he got such severe electrical shock.
The Reverend Jim Venice was also there. He says he practices a form of talk conversion therapy and doesn't know of anybody using electric shock anymore.
I am a former homosexual myself, and I was able to choose to walk away from homosexuality.
The bill would allow religious therapists to continue to practice conversion therapy because of their federal protection. Kevin Killeen, St. Louis News Radio, KMOX.
The bill now moves on to the full board for more debate.